This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Managers Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Dodgers down to their last strike. Lux is 0 for 3 here tonight. The 0-2 pitch is swung on and missed. He struck him out. Helsley shuts the door. The Cardinals pick up the win, 5-2. Andre Pallante wins his fifth, and the Cardinals have tied the series at one apiece.
Yes, indeed. Ricky Horton with the call last night as the Cardinals even that series with a very nice win, 4-2 at Busch Stadium, 5-2 at Busch Stadium over the Dodgers. The insurance tally by Arenado, 3 home runs in the game. Burleson win Arenado, and you heard the last out on a perfect ninth by Ryan Helsley. We welcome in manager Oliver Marmol joining us live from Busch Stadium. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well. I know you like hearing that highlight. Tradition is when I have you on after a win, we play that final call, and it was a good one, a good game, a second actually game in a row that you've hit 3 home runs. This time you came out on top.
No doubt. And we're going to need it. Offense doing a really nice job of putting together some good a good approach against some good arms. But yesterday was a good one for them. The day before, unfortunately, we came up a little bit short, but overall the approach has been better, and we're going to need some real offense moving forward.
Yeah, you are, and I know with runners in scoring position, you want to cash in. I always look at runners in scoring position as a tale of two things, because one, it's good that you put a lot of people on and that you have that many opportunities, but you want to be able to deliver. Delivering with the long ball isn't that bad, though. I know that if you could find the secret to unlock the offense, you do it. It's just sometimes it's a work in progress, isn't it?
It's been that all year, and it's been tough and frustrating for a lot of people. Definitely Turner and that group are working hard at it. The players are frustrated with the runners in scoring position conversation, because even last night, we were 1-for-9 with the runners in scoring position. We hit some homers, which allowed us to win. But at the end of the day, being able to create those opportunities hasn't been an issue. It's cashing in. And in order for us to get to the playoffs, we're going to have to start cashing in on those opportunities.
Yeah, and it's not pointing the finger at one person. I know that the big dogs in Goldschmidt and Arenado get a lot of attention, and rightfully so, because they've been MVP candidates. But it's really, I would exclude Burleson and Wynn probably from this, but I think that a lot of people in this lineup wish they could do more. And even some of your younger guys who have developed right into veterans like a Nootbaar or a Gorman, you could ask more of them, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's fair. And but when we talk about runners in scoring position, we've talked about this before. Like, those guys aren't feeling good with no runners on. Yeah. So what makes you think they're going to feel good with runners on? They're not in a great place. Mechanically, and Lars has talked about it quite a bit as far as what he's trying to do with his mechanics and separating it when he gets into the game and just kind of playing with some freedom and letting his ability and athleticism come into play. But both those guys are that you just mentioned are working hard at it. Unfortunately, they're just not having the type of seasons that they wish they would have. And you look at Gorman, he's popped some homers, but this is a guy that's working hard at just making more contact and giving himself a shot. Newt, who runs in scoring position, has been on the ground quite a bit, and he's looking to be able to groove his swing and get the ball kind of lifted a little more. And if you look at what he did in 22, there's a good stretch there where, man, he was doing what he wanted in those type of situations, and we're trying to get back to that.
I watched Arenado's interview with Rosenthal after the game, and he said something, you know, he said, that's more like me. You know, I mean, he plays a good third base, we know that, but hitting a home run and contributing, you could just tell it was like a little bit of a weight off of his shoulders. He really puts a lot on himself, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, more than anybody I've ever been around. He wears it hard, and he's a competitor, man. He wants to win, and he knows what's on the line, and he feels the pressure of having to perform every night and the frustration of not being able to deliver to the degree that he's wanted to this year. But it's not a lack of concentration or focus or effort or work. This guy's, I mean, one of the hardest workers I've ever been around. And the game starts, and he's going to give you his best shot. And last night it was fun to see him kind of trot around the bases after a homer.
You start off when you face the Dodgers facing Ohtani, Betts, Freeman. I mean, you talk about MVP candidates. There they are, right in your face. And Andre Pallante was one cool customer last night, I thought. He really looked like he was in control and not fazed by that, not intimidated whatsoever. How has he performed, and how did he give you seven strong yesterday?
He's done an incredible job, and we're continuing to see him build off of each outing, get better with each outing, how he's using his stuff, locating that sinker, and then just the confidence, man. A big part of this game is just having confidence and believing in yourself and having others believe in you. And he's taken the mound with a certain presence that has allowed him to do exactly that. But yesterday, I mean, to your point, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, that's a real 1-2-3. One of the best you're going to see in the game. And he was very good last night.
He was, and it's a breath of fresh air, certainly, to see him succeeding, and he's got that live arm. Your rotation, while solid, I wondered what you think, and obviously you know more than anybody what they're going through health-wise. Are they worn down? I mean, are they, at this point in the season, what do you think about your veterans?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wouldn't say worn down. But we have gone through a little bit of ups and downs. When you look at the stretch of games that we were able to win, and everyone was talking about the best record in the National League for about a 5 to 6 week period, man, those guys for 50 straight days had one of the best ERAs in baseball, and did a really nice job of getting us out of that rut that we were in early in April, and positioning us to take our best shot towards the end here. They've thrown a decent amount of innings. When you look at their workload, you also look at our bullpen's workload, and it's been real. Some of our guys in that pen could use the extra day from time to time, and we're going to have to give it some. So, yes, to answer your question, I mean, I think certain guys are going to need a second win here to finish strong.
You hadn't seen Helsley for a week. I think it was August 9th was his last outing. So he gets out there, and of course that's partly because Cincinnati did what they did, and you weren't able to get into a position to try to close out a game. Helsley looked great. Romero looked great. I'm curious about your bullpen. How are you using it right now and trying to go with an order here? Kittredge has been somebody who's been a stalwart for you late in the game. I did see Fernandez up in the eighth instead of Kittredge. How is the health of everyone right now?
Yeah, it's a little dicey at the moment, but I mean, the guys will make it through. You had King was unavailable a couple of days ago due to some lower back stuff, but he's feeling a little better. Hopefully he's able to go today. Fernandez was dealing with some low back stuff in Cincy, and my hesitation in using him the other night, just not knowing what it would look like, but he came out and ball was coming out really well. So I feel like we're on the other side of that. And then yesterday, the reason Fernandez was up over Kit, just during the middle of the day, during BP, Kit locked up and couldn't go. So to answer your question, there's some guys that are beat up, they'll be fine. But there's a couple guys that can use a couple days here, so we'll have to navigate that and kind of mix and match and take our best shot.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I appreciate the answer, and I know you've been asked this question about 100 times, but bear with me. Jordan Walker. So, you know, Jordan comes up. He was your number one prospect. He comes up and plays last year, plays at a high level, plays all the time. I don't know what my expectation was. Mine, I guess, was that he's hitting consistently in Memphis. He's going to come up and join this team. I wasn't sure how much playing time he would get. You basically, the call up was not just to give Jordan the time, but it was out of need. Ollie, you wanted him to be up because you lacked more batters who could face left-handed pitching.
Yeah, let's talk through that. I don't have an issue talking through that one because I've gotten the question quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And there's some assumptions of if you call the kid up, you play him every day compared to the situation that we're currently in. So Carp goes down with an injury. He was going to be unavailable for that series in Cincy. So therefore, it's hard to just play a man short. So we make the move. And what you're thinking through here is this, and a couple things come to mind. You need someone that could play the outfield if you're going to make that move, because our biggest issue has been production against left-handed pitching. So being able to pick a spot for either a Donovan, a Burleson, or a Newt to be on the bench and come off the bench and play somebody against a left-hander, it preferably be somebody that could kind of roam the outfield, because Páez is catching and Contreras is going to take the DH spot against left-handed pitching. So that eliminated at the time some of the other options. And when you look at Walker, one of the questions that was brought up is, all right, he's a reverse split guy. Well, one, it's not an extreme reverse split guy, but I understand the argument. The better question is, isn't that he hits right-handers better than he hits left-handers as much as does he hit left-handers better than our left-handers hit left-handers? And the answer to that is 100% yes. And then the next question you need to ask yourself is, does he hit right-handers better than our left-handers hit right-handers? And Burleson's done a nice job. Donnie's done a nice job. Newt's in a little bit of a funk, and he's working on getting back on track. But our need was for someone to come in and help against left-handed pitching. That is what he came up here to do based on an injury. So that is his role at the moment, and we'll continue to monitor where we're at.
Have you, has that lineup been released yet? Is he facing Kershaw today?
Yes, he is.
Okay. I would assume so if you just went through the lefty discussion there.
I said he's facing lefties.
Yeah. I was looking at the weird numbers on FAM against Kershaw, hitting 0.56 against him in 18 at bats. I just found that interesting. How has FAM been?
He's been really good, man. Love having just his overall personality and competitive mindset in that clubhouse and the way he approaches every at bat. Albert would talk about it all the time, especially during spring training. He'd say, like, every year I try to get better and better at not giving away at bats. And some may hear that and be like, why would you ever give away an at bat? But there's 162 games. There's times these guys go to the plate and swing at a first pitch and pop up and come in the dugout and be like, man, I wasn't truly locked in for that at bat. I felt like I gave that one away. And Albert would say, I went from giving away double digit at bats to, man, can I get to the point where I just give like no more than a handful of at bats away in a year? And every year he tried to get better and better. When you look at FAM, that's what he does. Like, he never takes an at bat where he's not completely locked in, has a plan and an approach of what he's trying to do. And sure, there's times he's going to get beat, but it's not because he wasn't prepared for the at-bat, and that's what I love about him. He's just not going to give a pitch away, and it's a grind of an at-bat. I love it.
It is the Cardinals and the Dodgers this afternoon at 1:15. The Cardinals going for a series win, day off tomorrow, and then the Brewers come into town. You try to chop into that lead. There's still time, although it's been a difficult stretch, I know. Last thing for you, Ollie, is, and you're good at this, giving us the vibe of the clubhouse. What is it like now as you sit here, a game under 500 and going after today?
No different than before, and that's just not me putting it out there and wanting to fake our way through it. The reality is you got a group that's really focused, going to take their best shot, and if we're good enough, we're good enough, and if we're not, we're not. But as far as coming in every day with a good vibe and energy and focus and enthusiasm to the game and just playing it the right way, man, these guys are locked in. At the end of the day, we're going to peak up in our group. Either we're going to be good enough as a group or we're not. But as far as being locked in and getting after it today, I picked this group, man. I love the group in that clubhouse and the staff that we have, and we're going to continue to go out there and do what we do, man.
Sonny Gray against Clayton Kershaw, big crowd, Busch Stadium. You got Jason Tatum and Kachuk throwing out the first pitch. It would be pretty fun. A lot of celebs in the house. Ollie Marmol, we appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You got it, man.
Always good to get the info from the Cardinals manager himself on these Sunday mornings. It's a real treat. John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, with us in 1 hour at 11:30 as we get to visit with him and ask him some questions about this team and where it is headed and where what it has done. We'll also talk to Lutz Vandensteel, who has St. Louis City SC ready for a match coming up on the 24th at Portland. In the meantime, Katie Shields has a soccer match on Thursday. Her team will be taking on the third-ranked team in the country, BYU. But you know what? SLU's ranked 12th in the country. One of the best women's soccer teams in America sits right here in St. Louis. Katie Shields joins us next. We'll talk some college football as well here in this 10 o'clock hour and a little NFL. Get you ready for your fantasy teams. Lutz Vandensteel, 11:15. John Mozeliak, 11:30. And the Backstoppers. What an incredible thing they do for families of fallen first responders. That's on the way at 11:45. But before we take you to Cardinal Baseball and KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app